Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, eventually going to be turning partly cloudy. We'll have a high today of about 52 degrees, a little cooler than yesterday. Around the area, 45 at this hour with some fog in Kenosha. Foggy and misty in Burlington, also 45 degrees. In Milwaukee, it's overcast, 41. Overcast in Racine, also 41 degrees. Governor Walker has declared a state of emergency across Wisconsin due to the dry conditions, which are favorable for wildfires. Southeast Wisconsin, the fire danger currently listed as being low, but that does not mean fires cannot be started accidentally and become wildfires. South Shore Fire Department Battalion Chief Mark Pierce says that's especially true on a windy day.
And the humidity, the winds is huge. Generally, if the wind is high enough, you know, like over 15-20 miles an hour, we will issue a burning ban, at least in our jurisdiction.
BC Pierce says there are a number of ways you can get rid of yard waste without burning it. The DNR, he says, has a webpage devoted to all kinds of tips for preventing wildfires, recently launching a page that also pinpoints the location of wildfires across the state. That state of emergency declared by the governor allows deployment of the National Guard to help fight any wildfires that break out across the state. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the country can do better if, in his words, we get our basics right. The Janesville Republican speaking to business leaders at the Racine Area Manufacturers and Commerce Dinner at Festival Hall last night did not talk about the presidential race other than to say there are some intractable problems, in his words, that voters need to settle. Meanwhile, Speaker Ryan says Republicans are still seeking answers about how $2 billion to combat the Zika virus would actually be spent.
We're still waiting to hear from the administration follow-up answers to the questions that we've had about what is needed, where it's needed, and what pipeline we need to put the money through.
Ryan does a Shalom Center luncheon today, then later on the Kenosha Area Business Alliance, a gathering similar to the RAMAC dinner last night. Sears is going to be closing 68 Kmart and 10 Sears stores in 27 states by the summer. Latest announcement from a company that continues struggling from declining sales. Most of the stores to be closed by July. Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino General Manager Mike Goodrich leaving that job after 14 years. The Forest County Pottawatomie's Executive Council says Hartford Shigoni will be replacing Goodrich, returning to a post he actually held previous. Tribe says Shigoni was an integral part of the opening of Pottawatomie Bingo 25 years ago. Some 40 people attending a prayer vigil for Racine homicide victim Tom Borglin last night. He was found beaten to death last week at his home in the 1500 block of Grove Avenue. While drowned out most of the time by constant traffic on 16th Street at Grove, those gathered offered prayers and words of support for the family, while also singing songs of hope and peace for the future, led by Reverend Tony Larson of Unitarian Universalist Church. Many wore T-shirts with a picture of the 34-year-old Borglin on his motorcycle, one friend saying that's when Tom was the happiest. A 34-year-old Racine man who fell off a roof Monday died of his injuries later in the day. Carlos Cruz working on the roof of a home in the 500 block of North Memorial Drive when he fell. He was taken to Wheaton Franciscan Hospital by Racine paramedics, later airlifted up to Fratert Hospital. He died there, according to Racine County Medical Examiner Mike Payne. Drones could be banned from Mount Pleasant parks, including just flying over them, similar to a measure in Oak Creek. While state statutes would be incorporated to classify a drone as having a camera and or a recording device capability, it would be using it against anybody with expecting privacy. That's a Class A misdemeanor here in the Badger State. The Park and Rec Advisory Board in Mount Pleasant was talking about it Thursday. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki attending a training session on drones recently with a retired Green Bay police captain who's an enthusiast and who now consults law enforcement for dealing with these devices, which he notes are growing in popularity.
He said that most people who have drones, I mean, they're not cheap. He said they're very good people, they're hobbyists, they're enthusiasts, and he said that, you know, very rare is it someone using a drone for purposes that they ought not to be using it for. They are prohibited in all state parks right now across the state of Wisconsin. And what that means is they can't take off or land in the park. If you're outside the park, you can put one up and go over the park.
Board Chair Terry Meyer noted just one village park is less than 5 miles from an airport, which precludes drones by federal law unless authorized, such as the Radio Controlled Airplane Club. A proposed ordinance will be crafted, sent through the Finance Legal Licensing Committee for review, then on to the full village board. Another round of meetings beginning on Monday regarding the draft plan for land use and transportation in southeast Wisconsin over the next 35 years. WRJN's Janet Hoff has details.
The Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission held a series of meetings last year to get recommendations for the Vision 2050 plan, a long-range vision for development in the seven-county region that includes Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee. The draft calls for the encouragement of infill development within and around urban areas with sewer and water service, and more compact development with homes within walking distance of amenities such as parks, schools, and businesses. It also recommends significant improvement and expansion of public transit, including added rapid transit and commuter rail, a well-connected bicycle and pedestrian network, and maximizing the capacity and efficiency of existing arterial streets and highways. The first meeting on the draft plan will be held at Racine's Gateway Technical College Monday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday night, the plan will be available for review at Kenosha's GTC campus, also from 5 to 7 p.m. The final meeting will be in Milwaukee May 5th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Some new classroom technology as well as new furniture going to be included with the new Knapp and Olympia Brown schools being built in Racine Unified, along with the expansion of Gifford to create a K-8 school. During the Board of Education meeting this week, Superintendent Lolly Haas said the purchase of 150 interactive projectors is going to involve current year budget operational efficiencies.
Savings, as I've shared before, in utilities, in some of our, when the price of diesel went down in our transportation budget, we've had sometimes when we have someone resign, so we've funded that position for the entire year, but maybe we don't rehire somebody for 2 or 3 months. We call that salary savings that just different places along the budget through the normal course of the budget year. So this is not coming from fund balances. This is just unanticipated cost savings.
Renegotiation of software maintenance contracts also factoring into the total cost on the projectors, including installation, at just over $305,000. As for the furniture, Chief Operations Officer David Hazen said 65 classrooms will be outfitted, the price tag of just over $1 million. But some of the newer old furniture in the district will also be utilized. The school board voting unanimously on both purchase proposals for the new schools, all three, of course, scheduled to open this fall. And the next time you visit Racine's lakefront at downtown, take a good look at the skyline for the various buildings against Lake Michigan. Now retired Alderman Jim Kaplan, at his final meeting this week, pointed out the past decision regarding the changing of the roof color to copper at Festival Hall has made a real difference, in his opinion.
Start out at Main Street, take a ride eastbound on 5th, right after the sun has risen, and watch how beautiful that copper color accents. And you'll notice the whole lakefront, all as you look across the horizon, you'll find colors almost similar to that on every roof that's on the lakefront.
The color of the Festival Hall roof, you might remember, got to be a community discussion at one point. The city's manager of the facility telling officials the color change was strongly supported by those using the site. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We have our newscast there in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.